We have with us here on the program Trevor Dorsey, City Council with District 5. How are you doing there today?
Good. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to be anywhere, my friend.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a City Council meeting last night, but we do have some things that we do need to bring up and discuss today. What you do bet. You have on the docket, so to speak?
Well, without a meeting, normally, you know, we kind of go through and cover the meeting so that people aren't attending in person or watching on TV can kind of get an update of what's going on. And so today I thought I would just kind of cover some things that are kind of going on in the community. Obviously, it's summertime, and with summertime comes, you know, mowing your yard and keeping up.
Most of us do.
Yeah. Keeping up a lot of things that you don't normally have to in the wintertime. Neighborhood services, is always busy. It seems like they investigate or look at 3,000 complaints a year. And, you know, that a lot of those complaints are, you know, high weeds or somebody's fence is kind of lagging over, some things like that. And the Community Development Department is responsible for investigating that. And 100% of those complaints, 100% of it is complaint driven.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of those violations, again, it's high weeds, trash, maybe a junk vehicle in the yard, dilapidated structures that might be in disrepair. You can call in to report these instances, and you can look on the city website to get that information. And one of the things that we did in a council meeting effective July 1st is that you can qualify if you don't have the money to keep some of this mains up. You can qualify for some funds to help you get this done. So if you'll call in again to the city, and you can look on the website there. I believe the number is 918-338-4230.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get some help with that and hopefully get that taken care of so you're not on the nuisance list. I get some calls about that as a councilman, and then in my day job, I also get some letters from the city, because if we have property finance that is a nuisance property, then, you know, we get, you know, our nuisance in the fact that it's got high weeds or a fence that's laying over in the street or something. But
some of these cases, I'm not defending folks who willfully do this, but there are some cases where folks are, you know, hurt, injured, sick, something like that. And I think that's where the investigation comes in. And I think that's where they try to get to the bottom of it. They try to get this thing resolved quickly and peacefully and with as much understanding as possible.
Oh, you bet. I think the city certainly wants to work with everyone and wants to help them in any way possible. And again, that's why, you know, that money was made available
to help.
If you, again, you may be sick and you have been unable to mow your yard for 2 weeks, or, you got an injured leg, or there's different things that are and I would encourage people to call into the city and let them know that they've been unable, or again, one of the whatever reasoning it may be, that they're incapable of getting some of this done, I'm certain. Or you can call them. If you live in my ward, call me. Heck, I'll come help you mow your yard or weed eat. If you're in a dire strait and you can't because you're injured or something like that,
sure.
I mean, we certainly want to work with folks.
Yeah. We're talking with Trevor Dorsey. He's with the City Council here with the City of Barnesville. What else do we have going on today?
Well, Officer Tracy Rolls announced 9 new reserve police officers. And the reserve officers are Brian I'm not sure how to pronounce that name right there.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me see if we get this. Schneckenator.
Schneckenator.
Yeah.
And Thomas Britt, John Hauser, Adam Emerald, Alan Hicks, Steve Burton, Kaylin Moore, Kristen Davis,
and Ike Amaro.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that's
we
good.
got some new reserve officers, and so let's see, they were sworn in recently, and I know that will help Chief Rolls and his staff. All the help they can get is necessary and needed, and I know that they do. I think our city police do a great job. I know. You and I were talking a little bit before the show started. There's been some incidents here that have happened here recently a few shootings and some other things that have gone on. That's not, it's not atypical of Bartlesville. We usually don't hear about that. We lived here, I guess, 6 years or going on close to, and in that time frame, you just don't, we don't hear about these kind of things very often, but they do happen on occasion. And I know that our police have done a tremendous job of really working these cases and getting information and getting getting these folks tracked down and doing what they need to do. And I certainly am very thankful for the work that they do. And if you see a police officer, thank them, you know, give them a thank you for all the work that they do and the protection they provide for the city.
It's not an easy job. When you think about it, that uniform, one, it's hot. And two, everybody has the expectation of going home every night. And as a police officer, you don't always know because you never know what's around the corner. But I will say that our police officers, in the short time that I've been here, have been responsible for some quick arrests and some quick resolutions. I do some very hard things for a community to go through on their end. And they're now into the justice system now. But on their end, people sleep a little bit better when there are quicker resolutions, quicker apprehensions and things like that. They just feel a little bit safer, even though some of the news is scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice to hear that they figured out and captured the suspect pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, they have, or an individual's turned themselves in, but they've been hot on the trail and really working it. And so, and I know, you know, they patrol regularly. I don't think you can drive around anywhere in the city without coming across a police vehicle. And so I think they do a tremendous job. And I think it's one of those thankless jobs. You know, city councilman, I sometimes think it's a thankless job. Usually most people that talk to me aren't happy one way or another about something. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the police probably get this kind of the similar reaction whenever they're out talking to public and stuff like that. And, you know, and just nationally, it's kind of disheartening lately that you see a lot of news media, and it doesn't seem like they've captured or portrayed our men in blue, men and women in blue, very good. And they're here to protect and serve. Mm-hmm. And so I think ours are doing a great job. And so if you see one of them, certainly thank them for the efforts that they put out.
One thing I'll tell you, I'm happy that it happens from time to time. I get a little escort coming into work at 3 a.m. Here I am, I got to get my Oklahoma plates, but, you know, 2:45 in the morning, Illinois plates, and you're just kind of cruising down Frank Phillips Boulevard. You know, you kind of want to see where that guy is going, and I really appreciate the fact that, they were alert. They're looking. If they're looking at something, you know, seemingly innocuous as this, they're looking at a lot of different things in greater detail than you, me, or anybody else has imagined. So, and keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. And then, looks like we've got some asphalt work that are going on local streets, and I can kind of update you on where those projects are going on.
Sure.
July 10th through 12th, which I know we are through, but Jefferson Place between Wayside Drive and Loris Lane. And then the July 11th, 9th through the 11th, which hopefully this is completed by now, Stonewall Drive between Silver Lake Road and Deerfield Place. And then July 11th through around the 16th. So it should be wrapping up, hopefully, and some of the weather may have played a factor in some of these projects. But State Street between Spruce Avenue and Fenway Avenue, and then Kentucky Street between Spruce and Fenway Avenue. And so hopefully a lot of those projects are wrapping up or getting close to. You know, this we have had some just unseasonable, really, 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 really wet weather. And that never plays well whenever you're trying to get some street projects and things like that done. So
you never heard so many people pray for hot and sunny, have you?
No, you know, I jokingly say every year we this time of year, at least if you're involved in the ag industry at all, you seem to be praying for rain and you're complaining, oh, we need rain. And this year I think everybody was praying the opposite for it to stop a little while so they get hay done and different things. And so it's just been a pretty different year as far as the weather has gone. I don't know what our rain fall totals are. I'm sure
it's well above average.
We have exceeded our year pretty quick into the first part of the
In fact, where we are now is where we normally would be around mid or late October for the year. So, yeah, we're well ahead. It's crazy. We're talking with Trevor Dorsey. He's a city councilman here in Bartlesville. What else we have going on?
Right now, the city is seeking public input on downtown parking. Okay. And so you can go go to the city website. I think there's a SurveyMonkey survey out there that you can take. But I know... You know, that's a hot topic. It is hard to find parking a lot of times when you're downtown. And you know, we have a lot of really great local businesses downtown. And, of course, you want to go eat or go shop at some of those businesses, then you got to find a spot. And, and it's difficult. And I know sometimes people that are working downtown may be occupying some of these spots. So we're really... I know the city, I've been involved in, you know, some meetings that we have tried to figure out the best way possible to provide, you know, the ultimate amount of parking for the downtown business and also for, you know, those who are employed or working downtown so that they're not having to walk a long ways. And I know there's paid parking, and we have some, you know, with Conoco and Phillips and a lot of the businesses downtown, there's some bigger employers, Trudy, Arvest. I mean, there's a lot of... A lot of large RSU campus, so, you know, it just takes a lot of parking to solve all that solution. We wish we had a good-sized parking deck downtown, but it takes a lot of funding to do that, and at some point maybe we can get something like that accomplished. But right now, if anybody has any ideas, you know, obviously we want the public's input on how they feel it would be a good way to solve some of the issues we're having downtown, and so... Feel free to get on the website and complete that survey, and it'll help out.
That's one of those, you know, one of the things that comes as, oh, doggone it, we are successful downtown. And, you know, that is a good sign, though, that people are coming. And to have a parking problem needs to be resolved, that tells you that your uptown is healthy. So let's hear what you have to say on that survey, because who knows, somebody might... actually have an idea that's not been tossed around yet, and it just might be the one that works. So where can they go on that? Right there on the city's website?
Yes, sir.
Is that where we're taking the survey for this?
I think you can get in there. There's a surveymonkey.com /r/YNNKLHR. So you probably won't remember that or have a chance to write
it
down.
Go to the website.
But I'm sure if you go to the city website, you'll be able to find it on there. And
sure.
If you can't find it on the city website, obviously you can either reach out to your local or your council representative
sure.
or someone in the city offices, and I know that they would gladly get that to you.
I bet
they
would. They
want that survey completed so that it gives us some input on how we can better serve the citizens in that regard, because I know it is difficult. I've got to go downtown after this meeting, and I'll probably drive around trying to find a spot myself.
Take in the scenery a little. Trevor Dorsey is with us. He's a city council representative for the for district number 5. Now, what else do we have going on here? We've got a few other things that we need to talk about.
Looks like we also have a transportation survey that's out there that we would certainly ask that you would go take that. Cimarron Public Transit, which operates the city public transportation system, City Ride, they're asking citizens to complete a transportation survey that hopefully will result in expanded services in the future. And so it looks like here the survey is available. You can click. I think you can go to the city website and also click where you can do this survey. And if you need additional information, you could call 580-718-0444. And again, if you don't have a pen handy or something to write that down, feel free to call the city offices or your local ward representative. And I know that transportation is also, you know, an issue where you have people that may not have vehicles and they're trying to get to and from work. And so we recently had a transportation committee, and we provided some additional funding to hopefully, you know, keep those circuits going by Cimarron Transit in the city ride system, so we can get everybody to and from work. And you have a lot of people that need to get to and from the grocery store. If they don't have a vehicle, they got to get groceries and other things. And so I think it's a great service. We aren't quite the size of a city where we're going to have a bus system like a Tulsa or Oklahoma City or Kansas City or Springfield. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not quite there, but we do and are able to provide, you know, transportation to and from work and to and from the doctor and the grocery store. And then I believe in that you reach out to Cimarron Public Transit. You can call in and they can make sure that,
sure,
you know, if there's a certain time you need to get from and to a place, that they'll help you do that.
These things are important because, as you mentioned, what results from a ride? Usually some sort of a transaction, whether it's paying your doctor or whether it's going to work and getting paid yourself or purchasing groceries or just a number of things. So that is important to keep in mind. Anything else you'd like to add? We're talking with Ward 5 City Councilman Trevor Dorsey here today.
Well, I always try to talk about opportunities to serve, and I know a lot of different people in the community, you know, on occasion ask me, hey, what can I do? You know, I see, you know, what's going on in the city. Would love to be a part of some things, or here's some passions I have. And so I always tell them, if you are open and willing to serve, you can always fill out an application online to do so. And right now we have the following committee or board openings. We have one on the Street and Traffic Committee, which we just talked about, this, you know, survey for the downtown parking. If you've got a passion for trying to figure that out, and so you could serve on the Street and Traffic Committee. And then another opening is on the Area History Museum Trust Authority. And again, you can go to the city website, www.cityofbartlesville.org, and you can fill out an application to serve. And those appointments are typically 2 years. When you serve on a board or commission or committee. And again, we encourage everybody that has a passion or wants to serve, we would love to have you. And then it looks like there's an opening in accounting. So, you know, if you have any background in accounting or think that's an area of something that you might want to get into, you can go to the city website and apply for the accounting job. There may be other jobs right now, but I do know that there is a job in the accounting division that could be yours. So take an opportunity to fill out an application and see where that leads.
Very good. That's always a, you know, win proposition. We always have people who are maybe thinking about getting a job, regardless of where they are in their life path or career, or perhaps just getting started. And that might not be a bad way to get started.
Might be, yeah, young kid just coming out of RSU or Tri-County Tech looking for a job, and that's something in the business field that you interest you. So, mm-hmm. But I do know city is a great place to work. There's we have some tremendous individuals that work throughout the city in different mm-hmm. departments and areas, and we're pretty blessed to have. You know, Bartlesville, the city it is. It's a great place to live, work, play.
It is.
And there's a lot of good things going on right now. So
thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in today.
It's good to be here, and it's good to meet you, and look forward to visiting with you. We'll get to do this again. I think my next time is October and then December. So
We might be lights, camera, action by then, because we're going to go Facebook Live with a lot of these here in the near future. And that way people can, you know, put a name and a face together if they haven't already. And, you know, it'll all be good. I want to thank you again for bringing forth this timely information. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can always go to the city website. And Trevor here says you can always call him, too, if you live in his ward.
That's right. I get a lot of calls from people that don't live in my ward.
So
I don't really think it matters. I think if you call a city councilman or you call the city, somebody will certainly try to help you. We want to do our very best, and certainly thank you for the opportunity to serve.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll have more in a minute. Once again, this has been our Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Let's face it. Planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
The headline of the hour today and really for the rest of the week will be heat and humidity. The old Barry remnant circulation is still just east of the area. This may provide a few clouds occasionally across extreme eastern sections. Any isolated showers or storms should remain away from our area today. High temperatures in southern Kansas, lower 90s. Bartlesville in northern Oklahoma, mid-90s. Excessive heat watch in southern Kansas. Heat advisories for part of northern Oklahoma. Heat indices 105 to 107. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. And right now, we are looking at 74 degrees today, going to get a whole lot warmer. Right now, we've got news coming up from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 8:55 at K1, the one you trust.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
The landmark opioid lawsuit trial finally over. The judge is expected to announce a verdict in about a month. Tulsa police investigating after children found a human leg in a wooded area last night. Part of a human skull was also found nearby. It will be up to the medical examiner to determine the person's identity. Oklahoma Department of Transportation wants to hear from you as it works to develop policies, priorities, and goals for the next 25 years. The department is working on a long-range transportation plan that will address various modes of travel. And the Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a Texas teen has drowned in northwestern Oklahoma. The body of 18-year-old Mario Sebastian Mejia of Dellert, Texas, was recovered Sunday from Fort Supply Lake. I'm Sean Carey.
This is the ONN, the Oklahoma News Network.
Wildfires burn millions of acres across the country each year. And each year, wildland firefighters battle to contain them, but they can't do it alone. For some communities, it's not a question of if wildfires strike, but when. And a single ember can travel more than 1 mile. As it twists and turns and floats through the air, that single